For most people, Father's Day is about barbecues and celebrating parents, but for some people, it's about watching the last day of the U.S. Open because life is about golf. This morning, we have Beth Armstrong of the Marcella Club to talk to us about an exciting new development, a new golf course that is about to open here in the Park City area. Good morning, Beth. You ready to tee it off?
Ready to tee it off, and I love the pun. Thank you so much. Got me enough stuff I can shove in this morning.
All right, we do what we can. All right, Beth, let's start. Before we get to the golf course, which I think is the big exciting news, let's talk a little bit about the Marcella Club generally. Can you tell us a little bit about, can you give us a bit of an overview of the club itself?
Of course. We are a brand new, everybody's talking about private home community, located up at the top. Well, there are two places that we're located. We have 150 lots at Deer Valley East Village, down toward the bottom of the sort of city center of East Village. And then we also have another 525 custom home lots located at the top of Jordanelle Ridge. Many people, I'm sure, listening are familiar with the hiking and biking trails that are over there. And I do want to let you guys know that we are leaving as many of those as we possibly can so that people get to continue to use those.
And we can use those trails and not get hit with golf balls, right?
Exactly. There won't be any biking trails crisscrossing across the golf course. We will have two 18-hole courses, one designed by Tiger Woods, that is Skyline, opening July 1. We're very excited about that. And then our second course that we've already started construction on is our King Collins Doran course that will be called Ambush, appropriately named because it'll sneak up on you.
And will that be located close to the other facility? Where is the second golf course located?
So if you think of the clubhouse as the starting point for both courses. One will go out heading, the King Collins course sort of juts out heading toward the Timpanogos, and the Tiger Woods course sort of makes its way around the Jordanelle Reservoir and kind of Deer Valley views.
Now, I realize the course hasn't opened yet, but I am highly confident that you've played it. Tell us a little bit about how hard it is.
Well, we actually had 11 holes open for preview play, and we're not doing our grand opening this year. We are opening all 18 holes this year, but because we don't have our comfort stations complete, we're still sort of in those temporary spaces. We are, once again, just kind of calling them preview rounds, but it is all 18 holes. The 11 that were open last year, Tiger wanted to make sure that the course would be enjoyable for all levels of play, and I think he's done that because as a woman golfer, I'm obviously not hitting from the tips. So from every tee that is appropriate for your ability or your age, it will be enjoyable for you, and that was his goal. Now, it is the third longest course in the world. So I don't want to downplay the fact that if you decide you're going to play from the tips, the golds, then be ready for a challenge.
Now, Beth, how long has this been in development? I think I remember hearing about this many years ago.
For the Jordanelle Ridge property, we originally were just looking, at the Deer Valley East Village project, and then the Jordanelle Ridge project crossed our path, and we made a wonderful partnership with the guys that are handling that Sorensen Foundation property over there. That's 10,000 acres. Sort of on the edge of the Jordanelle, backside of Victory Ranch, backside of Red Ledges, and 40 is sort of that 10,000 acre border. And of that property, we're on about 2,600 acres of it. That's where Marcella is located. So it will be have two gates, one entrance from Highway 32, where we do all of our previews for our lots and then we'll have another gate entrance actually going up through Coyote Canyon.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, is this, is Marcella receiving national and or international attention? Because I know there's a lot of golfers who love to travel. You know, they take their vacations and their golf vacations. They play different courses. Is this getting big attention everywhere besides here?
I think the majority of the attention, we've not done any advertising per se. The attention that we've gotten is usually whenever Tiger posted on his social media.
Okay.
We have 500 golf members that will be able to play 46 holes, two 18s, and then we have about a 10-hole short course that Tiger is also designing for us in our clubhouse area called Central Park, which will be the hub of all the activity at Marcella. We do have international members, and they're finding us somehow. So I'm going to assume that once it gets out into that, you know, the golf mafia, I believe that everybody, it's a small world, even though it's a lot of people that are in that golf world.
I'm doing the math, Beth. I'm trying to figure out, there'll only be 500 golf members. Aren't there more lots if I add up the golf? Okay, so how does that work?
About 175 additional lots that won't have golf memberships. They're going to have our social memberships attached to them. And those are, we call that our ski membership.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an additional 50 townhomes located in East Village at Deer Valley. Those 50 townhomes will have ski memberships attached to them as well. You were correct, and your math is perfect.
Well, and I suppose and the other math I'm doing is with only 500 golf members and that many golf holes, first of all, it's going to be really easy for those members to get access on the one hand. On the other hand, I imagine that's a fairly big nut to carry in terms of, like, what the eventual, you know, economics of this are going to look like.
Well, that's, you know, obviously the ski memberships help offset that a bit, but we are lucky enough to have zero debt on our property, so there's not a lot of carrying costs as some other, I lived through the downturn at another club in town back in 2008, 2009, 2010. I never even want to think about that again. But the fact that there's no debt and no way to go bankrupt is very pleasing to me. Yes. But we do, of course, we do models, and we are starting out our dues low because we don't have all of our amenities open, and we will ratchet that up a bit as we open each amenity. We're going to be working this summer on our family clubhouse and our indoor racquetball, pickleball, and padel facility. So we'll have pickle and tennis year-round inside, and then we'll also have the same number of courts for outside play during the summer.
And you've segued into my next set of questions, which are about those amenities. Let's start with East Deer Valley. Obviously, you've got a number of homes there. What will be some of the amenities that will be available at the East Valley facility? For example, I'm sure there'll be some kind of ski lounge.
There is definitely a mountain lodge. It's Olson Kundig design. They're also designing our clubhouse. And that facility will be located just uphill off of that beginner lift in East Village.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just uphill from the Four Seasons and a little bit to the east of the Waldorf. But we will be the only private home community that will be located in East Village.
And what will that facility be like, Beth? Will it have a restaurant in it, or will it just be ski lounge? Tell us a little more about what's going to be in there.
So it's going to be 22,000 square foot of member space. So it will have, members will be able to have their skis and boots stored there, so they don't have to bring those back and forth. They'll have day lockers for their use. There will be breakfast and lunch and a pre-ski that will be there in our restaurant area. It's not a full restaurant because we really do want to encourage people to go down to the restaurants down in East Village and, you know, experience those. But there'll be some hearty breakfast and lunch that will be served. And then we also have an indoor pool and fitness facility in the clubhouse for our members to use year-long. So 365 days a year, there'll be a clubhouse there for them, because we know a lot of people don't just ski. They also like to go up and do the mountain biking and the hiking located in Deer Valley. So we're making sure that we have that available for them year-round.
And is that available also to the golf members?
And so your golf member, we call it golf and ski, gets access to everything.
Sweet.
And your ski members get access to everything except full access to the 218 hole courses. They do get access to the short course, and they are allowed 4 rounds of golf per year as a ski member. So it's for those people who love to ski but like to golf. You know, shockingly, not everybody loves to golf, but it's true.
I don't understand.
I have no comprehension of that at all.
So, Beth, let's talk. You mentioned an indoor pool. There will also be outdoor pools at either of the two locations?
There will be an outdoor pool at the Family Clubhouse, slated for 2028 opening on that. Then our clubhouse, which will be our golf clubhouse, available to all of our members to use. It will have a fine dining restaurant. It will be a real, you know, a true golf clubhouse with member space, men's and women's lounges, and a nice bar there. There's also a beautiful bar at our Mountain Lodge that's on the top floor that I think will be better than views from most mountain lodges you've been to. It's pretty remarkable looking out over the Jordanelle and up uphill into the Deer Valley area.
Now, you've probably just mentioned this, but it flew out of my head. When do you anticipate will the Mountain Lodge be open next season?
The Mountain Lodge should be open for, we're trying for 28, okay. Summer of 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So that would be right away.
And the golf clubhouse also 28 for the golf clubhouse as well.
Golf clubhouse will be starting when the family clubhouse is finished. So that's probably going to be 3 years. So 2029, more than likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the other?
So golf courses. So I'm one of those who does not really golf. I did, but I don't anymore. I'm a recovering golfer, and most golf places I know of have golf pros. Do you have one for each course, or do you just have one for the whole place?
Wow. That's a great question. We have a director of golf, Brock Padilla. And Brock will be over both courses, but we will have assistant pros will be at each of the golf courses. So there'll always be an assistant pro at each course, and then our director of golf will jump between the two, you know, taking care of members.
So tell us a little bit about Brock. What's his background? What was the path that sort of led him to get to here at Marcella?
Brock was the director of golf at, we call him the dog, at a local course in Salt Lake that a couple of our owners were members of, and they just loved him. And so whenever we were talking about getting someone brought in, and we brought in Brock like over a year ago now, even though we knew that we would just be opening those short holes last season, we still thought it was important to have him on board to help build the golf experience, and he's been really remarkable. He's an amazing human being, and I've enjoyed getting to know him. He's younger than a lot of your director of golf are. You know, he's not in his 60s. He's a younger man, and I just hope that means he'll be with us for a very long time.
So we know you can't teach old dogs new trick, but so therefore you can teach this young dog some new tricks.
That's exactly right. And the dog can teach any dog. He's very good.
Have you outlined anything specific about your sort of teaching program? You know, how the club's going to approach that?
You know, there is, and unfortunately, we are preparing to open the course, and I invited Brock to come on to have a conversation more kind of golf-centric, and he was like, there's no way.
Well,
so, after we get opened and he has a little time to take a breath, we'll get him back on just to talk specifically. But we will be having a teaching facility in a really beautiful teaching building, and our driving range is pretty remarkable in that you start at the top of this hill and you hit out downhill, so everyone looks like an amazing golfer because the ball just rolls and rolls and rolls. So we will have indeed some pretty remarkable teaching aspects of our golf program.
Now, I want to back up so one of the courses was designed by Tiger Woods. And who designed the short course and the other course?
TGR, Tiger's company, is designing the short course.
Cool.
And then our second 18 is designed by King Collins Doran. And they are, they've done a lot outside of the country. They will be the name. In just a few years, they're making quite a name for themselves here in the States.
Now, is this one of those things where they try to make the course crazy difficult, and that's a good pat on the back, or do they try to make it?
Oh no, playable. Yeah,
playable.
We're not
good.
We will never be a PGA site. It's pretty much impossible to walk either one of the courses. King Collins will be a little bit easier, but it's so much up and down. And then there's a lot of space between holes, so it's not like a Lynx course where you can see people putting while you're teeing off. We had a lot of land and we used every bit of it.
Okay, but
I'd love to get you signed up to do a tour of the golf course, by the way.
That would be fantastic. Beth, let's talk a little bit about, I know that when the lots first became available over at East Village, there was a lot of demand. Tell us where you stand in terms of availability, first at East Village and then over at the golf side.
So we are sold out of our ski lots. Those sold out pretty early on last year. And as you can imagine, they are, you know, being Deer Valley and ski out lots, they were at a premium. And we had 144 lots, and Sheila and AJ Hall were our sales team on that project, and they just killed it, just hit it way out of the park. Sheila now, so I am the executive vice president of Reef Capital. Reef Capital owns Marcella as well as some other clubs. Reef is building the condo project at Deer Valley East Village. Mm. It's called Cormont. So it will be 325-ish condos over the retail space, about 100,000 square foot of retail space, retail and restaurants at East Village. And so Sheila and AJ are also working on selling that project, and those are going pretty briskly as well. Lower price because they are, you know, condo units and rentable. Think like the, you know, the Waldorf or, you know, something like that where it's owned by individuals and then we manage the rentals of it.
Yeah, when you think about the Waldorf, you don't usually think about lower priced, but that's neither here nor there. Will those condos, Beth, will they be eligible for possible social memberships?
No, Cormont has no relationship to Marcella.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
They will not have any membership available. Now, we're trying to keep the club small-ish so that our members, you know, can always get on the golf course when they want. We are hopeful when both golf courses are open that we won't even need to have tee times, that members will have so much availability that members can just show up when they want to play and we will get them out somewhere.
Okay, so we've talked about what happened at Easter Valley. Tell us about, my understanding was that there was a process of lot allocation that was being gone through for the golf side. Can you explain where things are and sure. How that process is working?
Right, so as we talked, we had 150 golf memberships that were attached to the East Village side. And then the other delta to get to that 500 membership, that's 350 golf memberships over on the Jordan L. Ridge side. Even though we have more lots than that, as we talked, there's 175 social members that will make up the rest of those 525 lots in Jordan L. Ridge. We took deposits early on for those 350 memberships, and we sold those out probably 2 years ahead of schedule because of the demand being so high. By putting down a deposit on a full membership, it puts you in line to choose a lot, and it also, you got to keep your, you know, the deposit. By getting it early, you just made sure that your lot that you would buy had a full golf membership on it.
Mm-hmm.
Once we sold out those golf memberships, then we started taking the ski membership deposits,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, honestly, had very little to do with skiing other than they get access to that ski lodge. It's just a cool way to say social membership.
Yeah.
And we do live in a ski town, so I just wanted to put that out there. And what we're doing now is we have members who've come in, put their money down for a ski membership, and it also puts them in line to pick a lot. It also puts them in line to upgrade to golf if we have anyone that decides to resign from the club. And life happens and people have resigned.
Sure.
And we immediately give them their money back and we upgrade someone that wants to. Now, there are people that don't want to upgrade to golf. They're like, you know what? Those four rounds you're going to give me every year are plenty for my youth. And they just want to be able to live over on those two golf courses and use all of those fabulous amenities that we'll be building. The third amenity that we haven't talked about, so you have the Mountain Lodge at Deer Valley East Village, and then you have the city park amenities with the family clubhouse and the golf clubhouse.
Whoops, did we just lose
We've
Beth.
Been speaking with Beth Armstrong of the Marcel.
Wait, you're back, she's back. Sorry, Beth, we lost you for a moment.
You were talking about the third amenity.
The third amenity, yes. Yeah. So other than everything located at Jordan L. Ridge Central Park area and everything located at the mountain at Deer Valley East Village, we also have that corner of Heber and Main where we own the previously Main and Sky. It's now Albion, totally refurbished. It will have, those condos are now being sold as fractional units. So Gretchen Hudgens is selling that, and you can always just look up Albion and it's in Park City, and you can find out more about those beautiful refurbished condos in that previously Main and Sky condo hotel. On the fourth floor, I don't know if you've been up, but it's like the largest open view deck on Main Street, and so we've built a Marcella membership space up there, and so we'll host our members when they're on Main Street shopping or a pre-ski. We'll also have events up there. Down below in what was previously known as the Wasatch Room, it's yet TBD to get a new name, but I do have one in mind. And that I'm pushing really hard, but I'm not going to say it yet. And we're going to see how much push and pull I really have, because I think it's little, but this will be the test, as if they take my name suggestion. So the Wasatch Room is going to be our Park City ski lodge, where you'll be able to store your skis and boards and boots, and we'll also have the day lockers there. And same as on the Deer Valley Mountain Lodge, we'll have breakfast and lunches that will be served there, provided in our kitchen there at Albion. And so it's a beautiful space, and that's another one that I would highly recommend you going in and taking a tour of and checking out. It's good stuff to know. So that Reef actually purchased sort of that corner. So we own the Le Depot building, mm-hmm. which used to be the old restaurant, and then all of that Main and Sky structure and have that kind of courtyard area and that Union Patisserie. And if you haven't tried the Union Patisserie, our baker is probably, she would be one of the best in town, because I can't go by there and not get a macaroon or one of her croissants the chocolate croissants. It's just out of this world. So I recommend you go by and visit the Union.
Okay. Beth, if people want to learn more and maybe want a tour, who do they contact? Is the website that you go to? How does this work?
Yeah, there's a website, marcellaclub.com. Kirsten Fossey is our new vice president of membership for Marcella. Her number is on there. If they want to reach out to me, it's very easy. It's beth.armstrong@marcellaclub.com. I would be more than happy to give someone a tour of any of those properties we just talked about.
All right.
And Kirsten is actually on the website.
All right. Thank you, Beth. We've been speaking with Beth Armstrong about Marcella. Thanks for spending time with us this morning, Beth. We will be right back after this.